All right. Go with me, if you would, for just a second. It's Psalm 100. We're not going to be here real long, but I was reading these verses as they were quoting that. And I just want to share a little bit on what the Lord just shared with me just a couple of seconds ago. And so Psalm 100, we'll find ourselves here in a couple of minutes, and 1 Thessalonians is where we'll be. We'll be crossing over to 2 Thessalonians for just a couple of minutes, and Hebrews 13. So you can find yourself, if you'd like to mark your Bible where it's going to be and put your little strings here in the places to find it, you can do that. But Psalm 100, I want you to notice some of this verse in this chapter here, this psalm. Verses 1 through 5, as we just heard, verse 4, into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise, be thankful unto Him and bless His name. I want you to notice this entire psalm, Psalm 100, verse 1, the Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. I want to encourage you once again, make a joyful noise this week. Praise the Lord. This is a psalm of praise here. It says this in verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness, come before His presence with singing. Listen. It's an opportunity to serve the Lord. It's a blessing to serve the Lord. And so this week, as you're thanking the Lord for some things, to thank Him for the opportunity to serve Him, whether it's being a testimony at your job, whether it's being a blessing to your family, whatever the case may be thankful for it. Look with me in verse 3, and this is something I love. Notice what it says at the beginning of verse 3. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. Aren't you thankful for that? I mean, that's just plain and simple right there. The Lord, He is God. The Bible goes... continues going on and says, it is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves, we are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. I love the ending of verse 4 and the beginning of verse 5, where it says, be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good. Aren't you thankful that you don't have to worry if the God that you serve is going to bless you or help you? He's always going to, and He's always good. There are many people that are involved in religions and in serving and worshiping false gods that do nothing for them. But you serve the one true living God, and that's something to praise Him for. And so now go with me to 1 Thessalonians, if you would. And just wanted to share that with you for just a second. But 1 Thessalonians, we'll find ourselves at the very beginning here in a minute. But 1 Thessalonians 5. A very familiar portion of Scripture, very familiar verse. Verse 18, the Bible says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I want you to notice something in this verse. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18, the Bible says, in everything give thanks. It doesn't say for everything. Now, I am going to tell you, and I'm going to share with you, I believe that you should give the Lord praise and give Him thanksgiving for everything that He's given you. But in every situation, in every area of life, give Him praise for that. Thank Him for that. Well, that trial that you're going through, we just heard Brother Chris share that he's thankful for the trials and everything that they've had to go through. Listen, be thankful for those things. Because that's those times where the Lord's bringing you closer to Himself. You see, when life is all fine and dandy and you have nothing going wrong, you tend to get away from the Lord and say, I've got this under control. And then when things start to turn a little awkward and go the wrong way, you start to say, you know what, I need you, Lord. Well, listen, the truth of the matter is we need the Lord at all times in life. And be thankful for that. And so in everything give the Lord thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now go with me to chapter 1 of 1 Thessalonians. We're going to find ourselves here reading some verses in just a moment. But I want to share this with you. Once again, the title of the message, if you were to put a title, would be Choose to Be Thankful. And I want you to notice a couple of things as we think about some things that we can be thankful for. And oftentimes we find ourselves in our nature as human beings, we find ourselves being thankful for the things that are physical in nature. You say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about the cars that we drive, the house that we live in, the family that we have, the financial stability that sometimes we often have, the health that we wake up to be perfectly fine. But I want you to notice something about those physical blessings in nature is that every single one of those things can change. You see, your car can break down. You see, your house can have some issues and you have to put a bunch of money into it. Your finances can go away. Your family can pass away and can hurt you. Your health, you wake up and you've got the flu. Certain things, and you say, we're thankful for those. And you should be thankful for all of that. But I want to share some things with you this morning that never change. That never change, and you can always be thankful for. You can always be thankful for these things, and I pray it'll be a help and a blessing to us. As I was reminded in our Sunday school hour, we spent some time in Sunday school talking about really much that kind of applied to the sermon this morning, but something that stuck out to me that came to my mind once again that Brother Green touched on this past week was very simply that everything begins with God. Everything. Listen, the very fact that you woke up, got dressed, came to church, everything began with God allowing you to do that. The job that you worked, that began with God. He enabled you to work that job. He gave you the strength to do that job. He allowed you to have that job. The family that you have and the blessings that family is, listen, God gave you that family. You were born into that family. He gave you some children if you have children here this morning. You know, everything begins with God. Every single thing. Every single day, the breath that you breathe began with God. And so as we begin thanking the Lord for that, very simply, that we begin with Him, it'll encourage us more to thank Him for everything that we do have and everything that we go through. Look with me in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. The Bible says in verse 1, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father. Go with me to 2 Thessalonians for just a second, chapter 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, the very beginning of this chapter here, you'll see some things that kind of tie into each other. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 1, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians and God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to thank God always for you. Brethren, as it is meet, because your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. Verse 4, so that we ourselves glory in you and in the churches of God for your patience and faith and all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure. We have much to be thankful for, don't we? The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, one more time, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything. As I was thinking about that phrase that everything begins with God, number one, I understand that everything does begin with God. And I understand that when we realize that everything begins with God, verse 18 of chapter 5 of 1 Thessalonians, in everything give thanks. We will begin to do that. Because listen, in everything means an encompassing broad spectrum here. In everything, every trial you go through, every situation you go through, every blessing you have, every car you drive, every house you live in, everything, every family member that you have, in everything, give God thanks. And we find ourselves in 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians and some things that really go right together. Now go with me to Hebrews for just a moment. This is where we'll find ourselves starting out, Hebrews chapter 13. And in Hebrews chapter 13, we'll find some things that will encourage us really to give thanks for. And when you find yourself understanding that everything begins with God, number one, I want you to notice with me the first point being this. Be thankful for your Savior. Be thankful for your Savior. Look with me in Hebrews chapter 13. The Bible says in verse 5, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content and with things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that ye may boldly say, the Lord is my helper and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Aren't you thankful for that? Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Some things that we find ourselves being thankful for concerning our Savior, when you look at these verses and you see that the first point being, be thankful for your Savior. Be thankful for your Savior. You understand that everything begins with God, and because of that, you need to be thankful for God. But when you realize that, hey, everything begins with God, and I need to be thankful in everything, you need to be thankful for your Savior, because He controls everything. He allows everything. He's involved in everything. He helps you in everything. He's there with you in everything, and He's blessing you in everything. Everything that you have, the Lord has given you. Every single blessing. And so we're going to look at this morning, and we'll continue with point one, but I want you to notice and that we need to choose this morning to be thankful. Listen, there are some people that are just negative in nature. We talked about that in our Sunday school hour. There are people that are just negative in nature. And listen, they have to make a decision this morning to choose to be thankful. Because when you're negative, you'll find the things that are wrong and those things you should be thankful for. And it'll be little petty things. You know, someone will give you the prettiest... Oh, goodness. Well, let's see here. Let's just take golf. That just popped in my head because... what's the name of your car out there? Bertha. That was the name of my first driver that I used when I played golf. So that's on my mind right now. I had gotten a pair of golf clubs. Well, they were red. I was thankful for them, but I could have found something negative. They weren't blue. I would have rather them than blue. I could have found the... You say that's silly. It is. But we find the negative little things and the things that we should be thankful for. You think about that. And so this morning, choose to be thankful. Lord, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for who you are and for what you've done. Lord, we thank you for salvation. Lord, we thank you for the missions conference we just had and, Lord, the blessing the preaching was. Lord, the blessing that those preachers and those families were a help to us. And, Lord, as we think about all that we have to be thankful for this week coming up, being Thanksgiving Day on Thursday, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity we have to spend with friends and family. Lord, we thank you for the service coming up on Tuesday, Lord willing, of being able to fellowship and be thankful to have our church family. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help us, guide us, and direct us in all that. Lord, I pray that you would bless us this morning. Lord, that you would get a hold of our hearts. Lord, that you would prepare us for what you would have for us. Lord, if there's anything this morning that is hindering the Word of God, really touching someone's heart and their life because of something that may be on their mind, Lord, take it away for just a moment. Lord, allow us all to focus in on the Word of God and what the Word of God says. Lord, allow us to be thankful for the Word of God this morning. Lord, I pray that you would help us this morning as well as we consider our lives. Lord, if there's someone here who is not saved, I pray that you would get a hold of their heart, their life. Lord, that you would point them in the direction of someone who could share the gospel with them. And Lord, that they would get that settled. Lord, I pray that you would also be with us this morning as we consider the Word of God. Lord, that you would be with myself as I preach. Lord, that you would empty me of self, that you would empty me of sin. Lord, that you would fill me with the Spirit. Lord, that I would preach with boldness, that I would preach with excitement, that I would preach with love. Lord, that I would simply preach Christ. Lord, I pray that you would be with every single one of us, Lord, that you would continue to work in our lives. Lord, I pray that you would be with everything that takes place the remainder of the service. Lord, that you'd be honored and glorified. And Lord, that you'd be pleased. Lord, guide us, direct us, and use us. And we'll thank you for it. In the Lord's name, amen. 1 Thessalonians, we find in chapter 1 and in chapter 5, and 2 Thessalonians in chapter 1, we find some things that we need to be thankful for. And in Hebrews chapter 13, we just read these verses here. At the end of verse 5, the Bible says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Beginning of verse 6, the Bible says, that ye may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Listen, boldly say that. Don't be afraid when someone asks you who's your helper. Listen, the Lord is my helper. I mean, shout it. And get excited about it. The Lord's there for you. He's going to help you. In verse 7, the Bible continues going on. Remember them which have rule over you and who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Notice with me, as we're thankful for our Savior, you're choosing to be thankful today for your Savior. But this week, your entire life, I would encourage you to be choosing to be thankful for your Savior. But a couple of things that tie into that is, number one, look with me at verse 5, His abiding presence. His abiding presence. At the end of verse 5, the Bible says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Now listen, there are a lot of people that are serving false gods and that are serving different religions that can't say that. There are people that are having to do certain things. We heard testimonies from the missionaries just this other day. They were meeting certain people and they were saying, well, I feel as though I'm a good person. Well, listen, it doesn't matter if you're a good person. The only thing that matters is if you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. That's the only thing that matters. And so we understand that as a Christian, we can be thankful not only for our Savior, but for His abiding presence. Many of us could testify this morning that you've been through something, you've gone through something, you've been in a trial, you've been in the mountains and the valleys, and listen, He's still God. And you can say those things, you can share those things with God, and say, Lord, I'm thankful for that. Lord, I'm thankful for Your abiding presence every single day. Lord, I'm thankful. You think about the awkward situations. I oftentimes think about situations me and my wife go through with a certain family, and we go there, and it's one of those things where you feel awkward, but His presence is right there saying, hey, I'm here with you in that awkward presence. I'm here. And He's just abiding. You think about those times when you're nervous, or you're sitting in the waiting room waiting to hear from the doctor what the news are, and His abiding presence lifting you up. say, hey, I've got everything taken care of. You think about those things that we praise the Lord for, those physical things in nature. And you think about those times when maybe, I think about Brother Harold and Miss Lois. Praise the Lord, they're in their new house. I mean, you think, hey, God was there all the entire time with them. You think about the church and how the Lord has used this church to be a blessing to people in our community and help people. There was a guy the other day who stopped in. I was here at the church, and he stopped in, and he was just wanting to plug his phone in somewhere so he could charge it so he could call his doctor. And I said, okay. So I was talking to him and trying to give him some information and trying to encourage him and share the gospel with him. And he says, hey, do you have some food? I said, yeah, let me go look in the back. So I brought him some food, and we had some crackers and a spoon. He had some soup that he had brought with him, and he was just thankful. That's what he said. You know, he said, I'm just thankful. And I said, well, praise the Lord. I'm glad we could help. You know, people are thankful, but sometimes you have to choose to be thankful. One of those things you need to choose and remind yourself every single day is to be thankful for His abiding presence. Go with me to Isaiah. Isaiah, as we continue thinking about His abiding presence, Isaiah, a familiar portion of Scripture here with for all of you, I'm sure. Isaiah chapter 40. I want to encourage you something here. In verse 9 of Isaiah chapter 40, the Bible says, O Zion that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid, say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. This morning, listen, I want to remind every single one of us, behold your God. And while you're beholding them, tell them you're thankful for them. And while you're beholding them, say, Lord, I'm thankful for all that you've done. I'm thankful for salvation. Lord, I'm thankful for the small blessings, but I'm thankful for the big blessings. Lord, I'm thankful for the small trials, but I'm thankful for the big trials. Lord, I'm thankful for all those things because in everything, give God thanks. Continue reading in verse 10. Behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand, and His arm shall rule for Him. Behold, His reward is with Him and His work before Him. Go with me to Isaiah 41. Isaiah 41, you see in verse 10, the Bible says this. As you're thinking about His abiding presence this morning, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Aren't you thankful? Listen, that's your God. Listen, behold your God this morning. And while you're beholding Him, say, Lord, I'm thankful for you. Lord, I'm thankful for you saving me. Lord, I'm even thankful for you saving my wife. Lord, I'm thankful for you saving my father, my stepfather, my mom, my sister, my brother, and you can just go on. Lord, I'm thankful for that time when I moved from Columbus, Georgia, or from Columbus, Indiana to Columbus, Georgia, and Lord, I was angry. Lord, I was so mad at my parents. I was mad. I didn't want to go to church. Lord, and I'm looking back now, and I'm thankful. Lord, I'm thankful for that trial that you brought me through, and you just keep going on. I mean, listen, it'll stir you up. It'll make you cry. I mean, you think about all that God's done for you, His abiding presence. But look with me in verse 8. The Bible says this. Jesus Christ, the same, back in Hebrews chapter 13. The Bible says in verse 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Not only should you be thankful for your Savior and because of His abiding presence, but also His anchoring presence. Listen, He's still the great I Am. I'm going to share a couple of songs with you that have been on my heart. We were walking through Kirkland's, and I love hymns. I have a bunch of Bibles that I like just looking through and reading. I like how they break them up in different, not versions, but not designs, but text, I guess you would say, and how they, fancier text, some that are, I collect them. I enjoy that. But I also love hymns, and I love being able to read those hymns. I want to share a couple of these hymns with you. As you think about your Savior and you're thankful for Him, I pray that you are. You're thankful for His salvation and what He's done in your life. Listen to these words here. We were walking through Kirkland's, that's what I was saying. And I saw this hymn, and I said, I want that. And then we looked at the price, and I said, I can't have that. Oh, Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds Thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, Thy power throughout the universe displayed. The chorus goes, then sings my soul, my Savior God to Thee, how great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to Thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. And you can continue going on and you can read every single one of these verses here in this chorus. But I want you to notice what verse 4 says. Get excited here.
You should.
Verse 4 says, when Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. You listen, you're thinking about His abiding presence right now. You're thinking about His anchoring presence when He's there for you in every single situation. And you're saying, Lord, I'm thankful for that. Lord, I'm thankful. And when you behold God, when you behold your God and you see all that He's done for you and you see all that He's able to do and all that He's capable of doing, you'll say this, how great thou art. You can't do anything but say that. Notice with me this hymn here. We sang it this morning. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and pour contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast save in the death of the cross, my God. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to His blood. See from His head, His hands, His feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? Were the whole realm of nature's mine, that were in offering far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Listen, when was the last time you surveyed that wonderful cross? When was the last time you looked at your life and saw where you once were? And then, once again, God walked in. And He did a wonder, and He saved you. I want to read one more to you. I love hymns. I have a book on hymn history, and I love learning the history of these hymns. I just enjoy that. Can't sing. I like looking at them. I'm going to read the chorus. Familiar with it? Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Listen, we have plenty to be thankful for. There's plenty of things in the physical nature. When you think about, once again, your home, your car, your family, your dogs, your health, your finances, you can be thankful for all of that. But all of that can change in an instant. And one thing that you can take hope in this morning and you can say you're thankful for is one thing that will never change, and that is the Lord God. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you can take hope in that. His abiding presence and His anchoring presence. The next thing we find ourselves, go back with me to 1 Thessalonians, if you would. In 1 Thessalonians, we find some things in this beginning of these verses here in chapter 1. Of 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians. We see some things that we should be thankful for. When you think about being thankful for your Savior, you should be thankful for your salvation. And when you're thankful for your salvation, there are some things because of salvation that you get to take part in. Number one, you should be thankful for your spiritual growth. You should be thankful for that. Look with me in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 2. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God our Father. Now go with me to 2 Thessalonians. They go right together, hand in hand. In verse 3 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, the Bible says, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly. And the charity of every one of you all toward each other abounded, so that we ourselves glory in you and the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure. Listen, be thankful for your spiritual growth. That's one of the greatest blessings, is when you see yourself growing in the Lord, and you look back and you say, man, if you would have seen me back then. I mean, you would have seen where the Lord's brought me and how He's worked in my life. Listen, and you don't have to raise your hand, but how many of you, if you're being honest with yourself, say you desire to be the Christian Christ Savior, but you struggle? I mean, we all do. We all want to be something that, you know, we all say, Lord, I want to be the best Christian I can be for you. But something that we struggle with is that flesh. and that flesh gets in the way. And listen, if you want to find yourself becoming the Christian Christ saved you to be, you need to find yourself in this book. You need to find yourself on your knees. And listen, you will no longer be trying to be a Christian that you can't be, but it will naturally take effect. You see, because this book right here, and when you find yourself on your knees and you find yourself praying and asking the Lord to work in your life, He will. And before you know it, it won't be something that you're saying, I wish I was, but you'll be saying, Lord, work in my life right now. And people will notice a difference about you, and they'll ask you, well, what's changed about you? And you'll say, very simply, Christ. I mean, Christ made the difference. You will no longer try to become a Christian that He saved you to be, but you will always be growing in your Christian life because you find yourself doing what He has for you. The perfect place for every single one of us is the perfect will of God for each and every single individual. And when we find ourselves doing what God has for us, you'll find yourself a lot more thankful for what He's done. You continue going on, thankful for spiritual growth, but also thankful for strength and faith. Look with me in verse 3 one more time of 1 Thessalonians or 2 Thessalonians. It says both of them are working together. Remembering without ceasing your work of faith. I mean, listen, how many of you can testify this morning? I'm sure most of you can. That the Lord got a hold of your heart in something. And He said, it's time to step out by faith on this. Maybe it's we're talking about missions. And the Lord's put it on your heart to give a certain amount. And you're saying, Lord, I've never done that. And He says, I'll take care of it. Or maybe you think about the Lord working in your life. And you say, Lord, I've never done this before. And then you did it. We were at the leadership banquet a couple weeks ago. And there were a couple testimonies of people saying that they stepped out of their comfort zone. And they did something that they didn't know that they could do. And listen, they didn't do it. The Lord worked through them. But they stepped out of their comfort zone, and they were stepping out by faith because of that. And they said, looking back now, we've enjoyed every second. We're thankful for it. Listen, because you'll never regret stepping out by faith when the Lord tells you to step out by faith. Because when He tells you to step out by faith, He'll give you the strength you need. He'll give you the endurance you need. He'll give you the ability to do what He's asked you to do. And so when you find yourself being thankful for your salvation, you get to take part in being thankful for your spiritual growth. If you're not a Christian, you're not growing spiritually. It's not possible. But as a Christian, you can grow spiritually. As a Christian, you can thank the Lord for your strength and faith. As a Christian, you can thank the Lord for your growing love, not just for your family, but for every single person. You see, look with me in verse 3 of 1 Thessalonians. The Bible says, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience, of hope in our hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father. 2 Thessalonians, the Bible continues going on, the beginning of there, and it says this in verse 3, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you, charity talking about love here, all toward each other abounded, so that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure. Listen, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other abounded. Listen, I'm thankful that the Lord has given me a love for this church like none other. I'm thankful that the Lord's given me a love for my wife. I'm thankful that I don't even know my daughter yet, but I love her. I mean, I'm thankful for that little rug rat in the nursery right there who's becoming a handful. I mean, the Lord just gives us, we were talking about the other day, he was doing something. I think he was tired, he was throwing a fit, and we got home. I'm telling you, when he comes to church, sometimes you'll see him acting up. When he gets home, it's like he's in his domain. He just goes to his own little world, and he starts playing. And it's like, kid, why can't you just be like this at church? Why can't you just obey? Why do you got to be so, you got to find yourself climbing on everything. We were trying to practice the other day, and he's climbing on stuff. He's just a handful. But the Lord's giving me a love for him. The Lord's giving me a love for the lost. The Lord's giving me, listen, and I'm praying the Lord continues to strengthen them. But as a Christian, every single one of us can say, Lord, thank you for growing love. Lord, I'm thankful, and Lord, I want you to continue to help me grow in love. Lord, that you continue to help me love those people that are unlovable. Lord, that you would help me to love those people that get on my nerves. Lord, that you would help me to love those people that really I just don't want to see. Lord, that you would help me to love them. And He will. And then look with me as well. Go to 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians verse 4 of chapter 1. The Bible says, so that we ourselves glory in you and the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure. I want to encourage every single one of us to be thankful for the growing patience that you have in faith in the Lord. One of the most difficult things in I think every single one of our lives is to be patient. Waiting on the Lord to act in certain situations because you're something. Let's take it from a ministry standpoint where you want to do something. Maybe you want to serve the Lord in some way, and you're just waiting for Him to say, "Hey, it's time for you to serve me in this area." But you're wanting to. The love to do that, the desire is there, but He just hasn't said go yet. And it's hard to be patient. You think from a physical standpoint on waiting for certain things that you desire. And you just have to be patient. And one of the hardest things, I believe, is being patient. But listen, the Lord will give you the strength and the ability to do that. It's a growing patience. And so be thankful for your Savior, His abiding presence, His anchoring presence. Be thankful for your salvation, thankful for your spiritual growth, your strength and faith, your growing love, and your growing patience. And then finally, go with me to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, and we'll finish here. A couple of verses of encouragement here. Be thankful for your separation. Be thankful for your separation. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. We've been here many times. Find myself here. All right. I'm sorry. 2 Peter. Not 2 Timothy. 2 Peter, verse 1. 2 Peter, we find some things in here that will encourage us. And that will help us to be thankful for our separation. And in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21, knowing this, first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. I want to encourage you, and you think about separation, you think about the church that you're in this morning, you think about what the Lord's doing in your life when you come to church, you think about when you read the Bible and how He has separated you from the world and unto Himself, and you're trying to serve Him, you're trying to separate from those things that are unholy to those things that are holy. You think about Brother Michael Plowman's message a couple weeks ago at the youth rally, and he said, put the right things in your life and take the wrong out. So listen, it's a constant battle, but we ought to be doing those things. And when you find yourself separated from the world and unto the Savior Himself, they'll start working. I want to encourage you a couple things to be thankful for. Be thankful for your church this morning. Every single church member, be thankful for them. Listen, even if you don't get along with that church member, be thankful for them. The Lord put that church member in your church for a reason. And the Lord put that person in your life for a reason. Be thankful for them. But not only because that you're at this church, but be thankful for a church that preaches and teaches Christ. Listen, there are churches all across this nation that no longer preach Christ, that no longer teach Christ, that are afraid to even say the name Jesus Christ. And listen, be thankful for churches all across this nation who are preaching and teaching Christ. I mean, be thankful for it. Not only that, when you think about your separation, be thankful for this church, but also be thankful for preachers all across this world who are preaching the Word of God, faithfully preaching the Word of God. Listen, you have a lot of things to be thankful for this morning. You can be thankful for your family. You can be thankful for, I'm thankful for my dogs. She can't stand them. I love them. I love them. She likes Royal a little bit. She doesn't like Casey. But I love them. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for the home. I'm thankful for a lot. But listen, I need to find myself thankful for those preachers who are faithfully preaching all across this world the Word of God. Listen, there are some preachers in foreign mission fields right now that will not even be able to celebrate Thanksgiving with their family. I need to be thankful that they're still preaching the Word of God. There are some preachers here in the States that are going through issues, that are battling things, and they're still faithfully preaching Christ. I need to be thankful for that. And so do you. We all need to be thankful for that. And then listen, I want to encourage you this morning. You think about your separation. You're separated unto God from this filthy world. Be thankful for your church. Be thankful for those that are preaching the Word of God. But also be thankful for Bible-believing Christians. Aren't you thankful when you can come in contact with someone who believes the Bible, believes every single thing about the Bible, that it's perfect, and then you can talk to someone, you can have a clear conversation with something, and you don't have to feel awkward because you're on the same level talking about the Word of God. Now, listen, I'm thankful for the Bible-believing Christians who take a stand for the Word of God. We heard a testimony a couple weeks ago from Brother Harold. He was in Lifeway, I believe. And he said he was talking to a young man, and he was just informing that person on the Bible. And you think about the Bible-believing Christians that teach our Sunday school hour. You think about the Bible-believing Christians in our church that you're able to just come to church and have a conversation with. There are many of you who come to me and talk to me about something that is Bible-related, that you're just informing of, you're trying to encourage me. Hey, listen, it encourages me. I'm thankful for Bible-believing Christians. I'm thankful for all the Lord and what He's done in my life, but I'm thankful for the opportunity I have to come in contact with people and be able to hear these things and say, listen, I'm thankful for for you because you're a Bible-believing Christian. I'm thankful for other churches across this nation because of the Bible-believing Christians. This morning, very simply, I'm not saying don't be thankful for those things that are physical in nature. What I'm saying is those things can change. But the God that you serve, the God that saved you, doesn't change. And so this week, choose to be thankful for Him. Choose to be thankful for your salvation. Choose to be thankful for the separation. Choose to be thankful for all that God does. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, the Bible says, in everything. And that's not in just some scenarios. That's not just when things are great, but that's in the valley. Be thankful. That's in the mountaintop. Be thankful. That's when the situation that you don't agree with is taking place and you can't do anything about it, and the Lord's working in your heart and saying, listen, I have something for you to learn through this. Be thankful for that. Listen, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And when you think about all that God has for you, as a church, we ought to be thankful. As a people, we ought to be thankful. But this week, I encourage every single one of us, myself included, choose to be thankful. You live in a world of unthankfulness. We were in the store the other day. We were in a store, though. It doesn't even matter what we were looking at. We were in a store. And we were listening to some people, and it seemed as though they were disgusted that they had to endure Thanksgiving in December and all that. The lady actually said, I'm just fed up. I just don't even want to take part. She has to make a choice in her life. She's got to choose to be thankful. And everything, you're listening to that story and you're saying, wow, I could never. Listen, there are things every single day in our life that will point us in that direction to be unthankful. That person who takes care of your groceries and bags your groceries, be thankful for that person because they're working a job that they probably don't necessarily want to work. But they're doing it, and they're trying to be a help. There have been many people that we've walked through the line, and they always ask us, well, good afternoon, or how are you? They always say those things. Encourage that person, and try to lift that person's spirits. There are going to be people that are working on Thanksgiving because of Black Friday and all those things. And when you go out and you're buying those things, let that person know that you appreciate them working, even though they probably didn't want to. I mean, certain things like that, even though Black Friday started 2 weeks ago, you can be thankful for all that, all right? And so this morning, we're 5 minutes late. Be thankful we're 5 minutes late, not 10. I mean, be thankful this morning. Choose to be thankful. This week, determine in your life that you're going to find the positive in what God has for you in every single thing. Because in everything, give God thanks. Be thankful for Him. Be thankful for your salvation. Be thankful for your salvation.